This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Formed in Atlanta, Georgia in 1994, they are one of the hardest working and most endlessly touring bands in the United States. This is Seven Drinks. Head to the UK this December, but first, they'll be playing at the Uptown Theatre with Clutch Wednesday, September 19th. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, LaShawn Witherspoon.
Sorry about yesterday, man.
What are you sorry about?
Sorry because the show all got screwed up. You were supposed to be on the show yesterday.
Yeah, no, sorry, man. I understand. You know, hey, market technology don't always work. You
know? The sons of bitches. Good. I know. They didn't want us to be together. It scares them.
They couldn't stop us. 1v1 team everywhere we go. 1v1. Like, hey,
that's always a 1 team.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
They don't even know, man.
How you doing?
We got mad skills. Are you kidding? Not as good as you. You're getting ready to go out with Clutch. You got shows coming up. You guys are kicking ass on that farmhouse.
Oh, my God. So let me tell you something weird. Just so I can be honest with you, and I like to tell the truth about things. Before I talked to you, I was reading the Kansas Farmer magazine. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's actually really weird.
Let me tell you why. Before y'all laugh, listen, Joe Ed, you know, Grandpa still gets some mail. And I noticed, I was like, wow, this is Kansas Farmer. This is what he would be excited about reading and looking at. Man, and I want everything in that magazine, but I don't need it, but...
Dude, I'm telling you, people, LJ's as redneck as any of us. So there's this great house, and sadly, Grandpa passed in you guys have gone in there and really just, it looks incredible. And there's a couple projects that we're going to work on together. There's a couple of grain silos out there. And a small metal one, and then there's a concrete one as well. And I think that's going to be the one that gets really weird inside.
Yeah, we're going to do something really cool and put some sleeping quarters in there and a bar. So.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, man, Grandma and Grandpa left this property and Gigi and Ash and them, and it's incredible. And let me tell you something that I've never experienced before. My wife never ceases to amaze me. But the league of extraordinary friends that you have and that you've brought into our world is incredible. First off, Dan Carlisle shows up.
Oh, yeah.
He comes in and does some kind of ninja move to the whole house. And him and Ash get down on the floor and they're doing the hardwoods, and it looks great. And then I think a day or so later, he's like, hey, man, I got a couple of buddies that are going to come out. We're going to really get this thing knocked out. And Dan Carlisle shows up with Judd, TJ from Mr. Deli,
sure.
This guy, and Miss Mary Jo. And, man, let me tell you, it was like a beehive in that house. And, you know, I just kept thinking to myself, what do we do to deserve to have so many cool people come into our lives? And I remember walking by Judd and him saying, man, this is what friends are for. So, thank you for introducing me to those beautiful people. Dixon, I got his trailer right here. Joe hooked me up yesterday.
Nice.
I'm getting ready to go pick up a John Deere lawn. I mean, man, I've just been around so many people that make me feel like family, and I don't know if we'd have been able to do this without you guys, you know?
Listen, but we're not done yet. It's going to get weird on the I'm excited about the outdoor stuff, those silos. Like, that's – I just – for whatever reason, I keep focusing on that and going, man, what should we really do? Like, how are we going to build the floor in? How many levels are we going to go up? I think we need an observation tower. We need to see if it's structurally enough that we can go all the way to the top so we can have somewhere cool.
Yeah, Carlisle said it was. He climbed up in it. We got over 100-year-old caboose, train caboose, that's all broke down. And we looked at it, and Carlisle was like, man, we should just use this wood and stuff like that, you know, for the barn. So it's going to be beautiful, man.
Well, you know what a lot of people use the bottom of a train for? A train car. They use it for a bridge. If you need, like, if you got a creek that needs to be... put something put over, they sell those to go over the top of them.
Oh, wow. You got to get down there with me and go pick, and that's what we were doing. So
yeah.
I did have a funny story to tell you. So the other day we had some stuff get delivered, and the guys are rolling in on the big truck, and I walk out, and I kind of see them stop, in the middle of nowhere. It's a big farm. kind of stop and look at me like, what's going on here? And I don't think anything about it, but I get up and the two guys get out and this one guy, Cube, gets out of the car. His brother gets out. Hey, what's up, man? I'm like, what's up, brother? How you doing? He's like, man, you're the last person we thought to see come out of that farmhouse.
Yeah. No, I don't think a lot of people out there think they're going to see LeSean Witherspoon, the singer for Seven, just walk out of the farmhouse.
Let me tell you what he said. It really got me cracked up. So I'm like, yeah, man, it's all cool. You know, Grandma and Grandpa's place. You know, we're just fixing it up a little bit here. He's like, man, you sure you guys not in the witness protection program? I'm trying to smile. I said, well, yeah, it's kind of something like that.
That's great, man.
And he was serious. It was great. I had to tell you that, man.
It'll be fun. Yeah, that's fun. Well, and then, you know, I can't wait. How long are you going to be out on the road, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. So I leave out of here, and we go do 7 Dots. We'll meet up, and we'll do a new video for the song Unforgiven, which is a single that's kind of coming out. And then we'll rehearse and then start up the tour. But I think this tour probably about 6 weeks or so. You know, with me, I'll fly home for some days and, you know, come back and straighten everything out. But, I'm looking forward to a Clutch. What a great band. We hadn't toured with that band since, like, the 90s. It was Clutch, Us, and Limp Bizkit, which was a great tour. But the history that goes behind that band. And for us, it's going to be great to, you know, go on before them and do a 45-minute set and then be able to hang out, and, you know.
Sure.
I really look forward to getting back here to Kansas and playing the Uptown Theater where me and my lovely wife met 15 years ago.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy, man? She didn't even want to go to the show. She got asked, and then you saw her from the stage, and he was smitten.
I saw her in summer.
Yeah. He was wrecked.
And I saw her eyes, and I went back to Gabe at the Solar Security Guard, and I said, oh, man, please. The beautiful girl with the blue eyes in the front, just give her passes, give her a pass. And I remember seeing him go up to Ash in summer, and I saw Ashley shake her head and say, not at all. I don't know what she said, but it definitely wasn't what I wanted to hear. So he came back on the stage and said, hey, boss, she said, hell no. And just said, hell yeah. And so I said, well, go give her passes. And then, you know, ever since then, man, that lady been kicking it.
You chased her. It took a while to break her.
Oh, it took a long time. It took over a year or so. Her and Summer would show up to every show, and probably around 8 o'clock, I'd say about 7:30, 7:45, somebody would knock at my hotel door, and it would be Summer, her sister, taking Ashley out of the room. I was like, well, this sucks. See you tomorrow.
Just about the time you're getting ready for some serious Bible study. Yep.
Yeah. See you later. See you later, friend.
All right. Ass out hug. See you later.
Yeah. Friend girl.
Hey, so tell me, I forgot to ask you, did Kingston shoot his fireworks?
Oh, man, no. We're going to wait to go take him down to the barn because, you know, we don't want to come in too hot and OP around here.
Gotcha.
Oh, his fireworks he can shoot. No. We did shoot a couple of the, I thought you were talking about the serious ones. No, we did shoot some of his backpack, the little poppers and stuff. He loved that stuff, man. He tells everybody about his fireworks. And the funny thing about it, Johnny, we went to Brewtop the other day. And this has been, you know, a little while since you gave him those fireworks.
Sure.
We were walking and Nico was with us and he said, Uncle Johnny gave me my fireworks. And he pointed right to where your Jeep was at. And I was like, God, he knows what's going on around here.
That kid's smart, man. That kid's fantastic. Shows Miss Jada. She's wonderful. She
she got picture day today. She's in there looking all pretty and ready to go to school and take some pictures. We helped pick a background last night, and for some reason, I still don't understand with as much modern technology as we have in this world today, why those backgrounds that they give to the kids to pick still look like it's 1972 or 82 or something around there. Like, if she had a beaded jacket, those pictures would look real cool.
Oh, my God. I've got those. Did you get those ones? Like, there was one family photo. I don't know why my parents decided to do it. It was just the boys. So it's us four. Uh-huh. We're all really young. And it's that terrible Kmart, like plaid pants, like big collars. Like, my brother's missing a tooth. And that's
that
the...
Awesome.
We never took
that
pictures.
Great. The phone's breaking up.
It's okay, man. You what? So I have to send you that picture. Have you got those?
Oh, my God. I'm still mad at my parents when I go down to the house and I look at all the pictures, and back then, you know, we had afros. My dad's afro was like a Jackson. It was like just crazy cool. But I do remember this one picture. I mean, we got our cool shirts on, the 70s looking stuff. And my hair, I remember falling asleep before we got to take the picture, and I was so upset because my afro was crooked. and it's that picture. It's that family picture that's still there. And I do remember falling asleep. Like, you couldn't get it back if you didn't pick it. You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
So anyway, yeah, I definitely have one of those pictures.
Oh, my God. I'll send you a picture after we talk on the phone. I got yesterday for some friends ride from a 10th grade, and I'm sitting between my buddy's twin sisters, and I was like, oh, look at that feathered hair. I mean, I look magical.
It was amazing. It's like it naturally came out that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a weird unicorn.
Yeah, indeed. Listen, you guys go out on the road. You got this. By the way, how many weeks are you out with Clutch? Is it a short run or a long run?
No. This is going to be a big one. This is like a 6-7 week runner for us, man.
All right. So you're out for the Arkansas run. You're not going to make the Arkansas run.
I'm definitely not going to be able to make it. I'll be with y'all in spirit and wishing I was there and checking out on Instagram, seeing what's going on for sure, brother.
I hate that, man. But I'm happy for you. I think Clutch will be a great, great run. 6 weeks of that will be sold out shows. The Uptown Theater is going to be great. That's Wednesday, September 19th. I have a few tickets for that, and we're all going to, of course, go to see that show. I'm excited to see the video for Unforgiven. And I'm telling you, I still think that song, The Truth, the last song on the album, it's currently stayed my favorite now for a while. And I can't tell you why I love it more than the others, but it's just that one has been stuck in my rotation.
I'm going to have to listen to that today and do some history on it. I'll tell you what, man, I am looking forward to this Clutch tour, but it's definitely going to be a long one, and I can't, like I said, I can't wait to get back here. That's going to be one of the first shows, and we'll be doing some new stuff, and it'll be fun. I look at it like after a while, you know, I'll get used to the Clutch tour, and I'll see them for a few nights and everything, but I look at it like this. By their fifth or sixth song, I could easily be at your local Applebee's or Chili's in whatever town. What you talking about?
Dude, if people had any idea how big of nerds we are, like, they honestly, like, it's just there's nothing cool about us hanging out. Like, it's all cool, but nobody would look at it and be like, man, that rock star. Like, what do you want to do? I don't know, man. Guess what? I found a hand crank vibrator the other day. It's just, and then showing each other stuff. Oh, by the way, check this out. I found this great mask company, and I got an Iron Maiden Number of the Beast, that weird looking devil on the front. I've got a mask of that. It's incredible. Amazing.
Oh, well, is that the mask that you were chasing the dogs around with?
No, that was the dragon mask. That was just kind of a throwing one.
I love that.
And my Alice Cooper head, Alice Cooper is coming today. Hmm? So the guys that made the mold for Alice Cooper's guillotine head distortions have now made them available. So I bought one. So it's an exact copy of the one when they cut his head off on stage and it falls in the basket. It's that one.
I still cannot wait to see that. Wow. Please send me a picture if I don't get to see you before I leave town.
Well, you know what? I'll bring the head with me to your show.
Okay. Hey, right on. I like it.
All right. We got a lot, man. We got so much stuff to catch up on. I got to get you over to the house, man. When do you leave on the, when does the bus pull out?
Oh, I'll fly out of here in several days to get on down to Atlanta, Georgia to do this video and rehearse with the band. And I'll be going. Also, the bus will leave from Atlanta to start it up, and then we'll come back towards this way.
All right, man. We'll
look, a couple of shows.
Be safe. And I love you.
I'll try to. Hey, I love you guys, man. Nikki, all you guys, Greg, everybody, Jake, Bob, it's T. Thank you guys for everything, and I love you, and I always listen to you even when I'm going on the road. I use my little radio.com app, and I'm always rocking you guys.
I love you, man.
Thank you for all the support, and I look forward to seeing you guys.
Stay there, man. I'll see you soon, my friend. I love you.
I love you guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.